Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Yes, I still think it's the greatest nation on God's green earth. I don't think our politics is the greatest on God's green earth. By any standards, I don't think our politics is the greatest in the Western Hemisphere, for goodness sake. Where are we? What happened? How did we get to this place? David Frum is not just a staff writer at The Atlantic. He's not only a prolific author of multiple bestsellers. He's also a historian. He wrote the definitive book on the politics of the 1970s, which was actually looked down on. It was a period of Watergate. It was a period of great polarization. There were a number of political rascals and disappointments. David Frum, it is a pleasure to speak to you, first of all. But would you compare the 1970s to what we're going through right now and say that the 70s, the political situation in this country was really worse than it is at this moment?
Well, we have the advantage of having the past to learn from. You know, people in the 1970s were baffled by the problem of inflation. It was just something so out of their experience. Well, those of us of a certain age can remember it, and everyone else can read about it. We have a precedent, and so we have some idea of what to do. And we can learn from that time, for example, how important it is to act early, not to wait and not to hope that things will get better. And that's what the Federal Reserve seems to be doing, and other central banks too. So that's something we can learn. And we have something else, which is in the inflation realm, which is we have a much more dynamic underlying economy. One of the reasons that inflation got such a grip on us in the 1970s was the economy was so regulated, so bound up in deal. I mean, people didn't set their own wages. There were these giant contracts with unions and built-in escalator clauses. We just have a much more dynamic and flexible economy that can respond more quickly. So I'm quite optimistic that a lot of the economic travails of the moment are going to, I think there's a lot of evidence they're already improving, and I think they will continue to get improved. So I'm an optimist on that score.
I'm glad to hear that. What about the political choices? I mean, the 1970s gave rise to a choice between Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan in 1980. Don't both those guys look like substantial, substantive people of good conscience and decency compared to some of the political operators we have today?
And let's not forget Gerald Ford, by the way.
Yes, right.
Very impressive person. You know, one of the great injustices of history is that Ford is remembered as this clumsy blunderer when he was, in fact, one of the greatest athletes ever to be president. I remember as a boy being very struck by a picture of Gerald Ford taking a tumble down a ski hill. And it was only years later that I learned why he had taken a tumble down the ski hill, because this man in his 60s was skiing with the U.S. Women's Olympic team. And he discovered when they rounded a corner, he couldn't quite keep up with the U.S. Olympic Women's Olympic ski team. You know, I ski. I don't think I could keep up with them either.
Right. And President Ford was an All-American football player for University of Michigan before he went to Yale Law School. And he was also no idiot, as he was frequently ridiculed. Your piece fascinates me that you wrote recently for Atlantic. Biden laid the trap. Trump walked into it. What's the trap that Joe Biden set for Donald Trump?
So the Republican strategy going into the 2022 cycle was talk about the genuine troubles of the country. Talk about inflation. Talk about crime. Talk about gasoline prices. Talk about the things that hit people where they live. Maybe they're not all the fault of the incumbent president, but the incumbent president, that takes the blame. So just run against Biden on those issues, crime, inflation, gas prices, whack, 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 and is very traditional. That's a good strategy for the party of the non-president. And the one thing that Republicans were all agreed on is don't run on Trump. He is more Americans dislike Trump than like him. And just stay away from that whole subject. Keep him out of the race. Kevin McCarthy pleaded with Donald Trump not to declare his 2024 candidacy, if he were going to do that, before the 2022 elections. Trump in the sack. That was Republican strategy. Biden learned from that. Obviously, his strategy is to get Trump into the game. So how do you do that? Because Trump had been pretty discreet, unusually for him, until about a month ago. So Biden said, well, first the Mar-a-Lago search and the discovery of these documents, that puts Trump in the news. But Biden then went to a state where Trump had two candidates, a governor candidate for governor and a candidate for senator who were close to him. And Biden went there and attacked Trump by name. And what did he notice? What did he know in advance? That Trump would have to react and would react in a huge way, very emotionally. And when he did, that made Trump the topic. And that's what Biden wants and what Republicans don't want.
Well, isn't the whole debate about what was found at Mar-a-Lago, doesn't that also play a very big role in putting Trump back as the center of attention? And
right.
The one thing that struck me, David, is that I wrote a piece about this more than a month ago, that what both sides wanted, what both Trump's side and Biden's side, is they wanted Trump to be the center of attention. Biden wants Trump to be the center of attention because it's a lot easier than defending his own record. And Trump wants to be the center of attention because, well, because he's Trump. That's his animating principle, right?
Right. So often in politics, this is a three, you know, Americans are used to thinking politics is a two-sided game, D's and R's, red and blue. But it's often a three-sided or four-sided game. And that, you know, Mitch, you know, I think it's genuinely possible that Mitch McConnell dislikes Donald Trump more than Joe Biden dislikes Donald Trump. And certainly that Mitch McConnell's interests are more in conflict with Donald Trump's than Joe Biden's are. You know, it's a little bit like a sports thing where, you know, Biden has, you know, in the other league, he's got a team that he wants to see win the games to get into the playoffs because he knows he can beat that team. And everybody else in the opposing league wants to stop that vulnerable team from advancing. And so you get what you get. And Biden's prevailed, I think. I mean, part of it, maybe he was always going to, maybe he didn't have to act. Maybe Trump just would not agree to be sidelined. But in May and June of this year, it looked like, in April even more, when the gas prices were about at their peak, I guess they were peak between April and June, it really looked like the Republicans would successfully sideline Trump and run an election on cost of living issues.
Who do you think is going to be the Republican nominee in 2024?
If his health permits, it will be Donald Trump.
You say that without any hesitation.
And I would have been more hesitant about 3 months ago. But I think one of the things that came out of the Mar-a-Lago raid was that Trump was able to get Ron DeSantis to knuckle under to him. You know, DeSantis had an option of simply not commenting. You know, this is a legal matter, it's before the courts, or just don't comment. And DeSantis is very good at not commenting on things he doesn't want to comment on. He has not said on the Ukraine-Russia war. DeSantis is a candidate for president. This is the most urgent foreign policy issue in the world. He said nothing about it. He said nothing even when, in the day before the Russian attack on Ukraine, there are 200 American troops in Ukraine training Ukrainian troops, or 2 days before. Those troops were Florida National Guard. So DeSantis, if he wanted to weigh in, had a good, you know, without being overstepping the role of a governor, he could have greeted the returning Florida National Guard. He could have said something to them. He's been silent. He can do that when he wants to. But on Mar-a-Lago, he spoke out. And I realized he would have spoken out because obviously he doesn't wish Trump well. He wants Trump beaten. He could not escape it. And you realize, okay, he recognizes that Trump is the more powerful and popular person in the Republican world.
Okay, so there's a contradiction, I think, between what David Frum said earlier in the interview and what you just have made clear. But I want to get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Indispensable speechwriter and aide for President George W. Bush. He has been a courageous and brilliant voice on American politics and recent American history for a long time. And he is now a staff writer at The Atlantic, where his regular contributions are indispensable. Some of them posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. David, I mentioned that there appeared to be a little bit of a contradiction in our previous talk, in the previous segment, where at the very beginning of the segment you said, look, the truth of the matter is that there are more people in the United States who dislike President Trump, who would welcome his retirement from politics. There are more people who take that position than people who are his strong supporters. And yet you believe that with no hesitation at all, he is the most likely Republican nominee. How does that work? Because obviously there are smart people in the Republican Party, some very, very smart people, who might look at this and say that, okay, right now there are more Americans who dislike and distrust President Trump even than dislike and distrust President Biden. So why would he be such a unstoppable force for the Republican nomination? And by the way, even with the continuing pursuit of President Trump by the Justice Department, or does that actually help him?
In the old days, when presidential candidates were picked by 5 or 12 powerful people, you know, the head of the AFL, the Democratic Party, the head of the AFL-CIO would meet with a governor, the mayor of Chicago, and they all get in a room and they say, who is the one who's likeliest to win? And the Republicans would have their own version of that. Who is the one? That's not how modern presidential candidates are picked anymore. They're picked by quite big numbers of people, tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of passionately committed Republicans and Democrats who get their news in selected ways, and that's true on both sides, and don't always know. Republicans, I think that the Republican primary voter believes that Donald Trump is hugely popular. That thinks it's fake news that Donald Trump is unpopular. Thinks it's fake news that actually he won 8 million fewer votes in 2020 than Joe Biden did. So if you don't believe that the guy's unpopular, you can't take defensive action against his unpopularity. Biden is in a different thing. I mean, everyone, Donald Trump is a person, everyone has a strong opinion about him, pro or con. There are very few people who are meh about Donald Trump. There are lots of people who are meh about Joe Biden. And so when you talk about people strong, I don't know how many people strongly dislike him, Joe Biden. I don't know how many people strongly like Joe Biden. Most Americans, I think, have a view that he's there somewhere in the middle on him. And that's both his weakness, but also his superpower, that he's kind of a, he'll do candidate.
So what do you think happens on the Democratic side? Trump is the Republican nominee, you think, regardless of how things proceed regarding the still missing top secret documents and the revelations today from the Washington Post about those documents having to do with a foreign country's nuclear capabilities.
Yeah.
Okay, with all of that, who do the Democrats put up to run against Donald Trump?
Caveat, and I want to say this not in a kind of censorious or mocking way, but in a compassionate and understanding way, because this is the fate of all humanity. On the Democratic side, health is also an issue, and maybe an even bigger issue than the Republican side. But I think that if Joe Biden feels able and wants to and is able to seek a second term, I think his party has really no option other than him. There's no mechanism to force him out, and if they do force him out, there's really no mechanism to force both him and his vice president out. And every poll shows the vice president is less popular than the president. So when Democrats fantasize or journalists fantasize about some alternative ticket, you have to fantasize about a mechanism to force out both an incumbent president and an incumbent vice president without a scandal, but just because you don't like their poll numbers. I don't think that's doable. So the Democratic choices are, number one, Biden if his health permits. If not Biden, it's going to be Vice President Harris. And if it's not Vice President Harris, it's a bloodbath on the Democratic side. Because, you know, one of the things, you know, we've both been married a long time. One of the things you learn in a marriage is it's very important to fight in a constructive and not a destructive way. And Democrats, they don't. So you say, okay, Democrats, you're going to have a fight, but you're not allowed to use the words racist or sexist or homophobic. Go. Well, then they're tongue-tied. They don't know what to say.
Okay, so again, what if Biden, who I do think has some patriotic instincts, if Biden says and recognizes that his own health is a problem, what if he basically persuades, well, I guess it would be kind of tough to persuade Kamala Harris to join with him in stepping aside. And what you're
saying, for that reason,
yeah, go ahead.
And for that reason, he won't. And one more thing, and we both spend a lot of time around politicians. And one of the ways that politicians are different from other people is they are even less realistic about their health than the rest of us are. I mean, and we are all pretty unrealistic about our health. But do you remember in 1992 when the Democrats had this big fight between Bill Clinton and Paul Tsongas in Massachusetts? And Paul Tsongas was the governor of Massachusetts. He'd been diagnosed with cancer. And he just recovered, or he just went into remission. And people said, you know, we love you, Paul, but it's not feasible. This is not good. Don't be ridiculous. I'm cured. And in 1992, you didn't get cured of cancer the way you can be now, but in those days, and he ran, and he did well, and then Bill Clinton beat him. And then 6 months later, or 6 or 9 months later, he died of cancer because he absolutely refused to admit his mortality. And I think I've been around a lot of politicians. They just don't reckon. That's why you don't get into the NFL if you're not a little differently organized in your brain from other people. And top politicians are optimistic. They are believers. They're can do, and they do not acknowledge their own weaknesses, no matter how real those weaknesses are.
And no matter how elderly they are, the President Biden is 79. President Trump is 76. And Nancy Pelosi is 82. Mitch McConnell is 82. Would you have predicted 10 years ago that we would have this gerontocracy dominating American political life? At least we'll have, for many years to come, David Frum commenting on it. You can read some of his latest material at michaelmedved.com. Meanwhile, there's Gavin Newsom, who increasingly sounds like, at least according to many people, a Democratic presidential possibility. How's he handling the electricity crisis in California? We'll get to that.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The western United States is bracing for another day of extreme heat. Forecasters say millions of Americans across at least 9 states can expect roasting hot temperatures Wednesday, with possible daily records broken. Temperatures in some locations will be 30 degrees above normal. Applications to refinance and purchase a home are both dropping. The Mortgage Bankers Association saying they each fell by 1% last week. The average rate for a 30-year mortgage was just below 6%. However, a top MBNA official noted a robust job market should help purchase applications eventually rise. Hurricane Earl is heading for Bermuda. The National Hurricane Center says the second hurricane of the season formed on Tuesday and will become a major hurricane by Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
And on the Michael Medved show, just thinking about one of those points that was just made by David Frum in our conversation moments ago. And it's so true, and it's so relevant to one of the very most important Senate races that's occurring in this country right now, Senate race in Pennsylvania, between John Fetterman, who, honest to goodness, has not even begun to fully recover from his stroke, and is turning down debates, and in his only public addresses, and there aren't many of them, is speaking haltingly. The point that David makes about politicians in particular not recognizing their own mortality and their own health challenges, it's very relevant to that race. And John Fetterman is not, I mean, John Fetterman was a candidate he's way over to the left. I strongly oppose him. And obviously in Mehmet Oz, Dr. Oz on the other side has his flaws, but for goodness sake, at least he should be able to serve out his term. And by the way, I do hope that particular battle in Pennsylvania goes in the Republican direction, because it will help to determine which party controls the U.S. Senate. Now, with all of this questions about mortality and recognizing your own limitations, obviously, if you're even considering running for president, as opposed to even just a governor or a senator, then there has to be such a tremendous sense of your own pride and your own capacity and your own vaulting ego. And that is certainly the case with the governor of California, Gavin Newsom. And California's a grid operator, and has just issued a level 3 energy emergency alert. That's the highest category. The California Independent System Operator says that this means that they are unable to meet energy demand, and rolling blackouts either are either imminent or they're in progress. I mean, this is a very serious matter, and they're dealing with consecutive days of temperatures in the Sacramento area of 114. Can you even imagine what 114 feels like when you go outside? And Governor Newsom is telling people to turn down their thermostats. No, really, what do you mean turn down your thermostat? It's to turn it up. It means to make your air conditioning less so that you won't black out and people won't die because it is simply too hot out there. And this is, by the way, it's particularly risky for small children, infants, for elderly people. Here is what Governor Newsom sounded like talking about these potential outages. This in the midst of all of his efforts to get rid of traditional sources of energy. Clip one.
California and many other western states are experiencing simply unprecedented temperatures. In fact, this heat wave is on track to be both the hottest and the longest on record for the state and many parts of the west for the month of September. Californians, you've stepped up to help in a big way to keep the lights on so far. But we're heading to the worst part of this heat wave, and the risk for outages is real and it's immediate. These triple digit temperatures throughout much of our state are leading, not surprisingly, to record demand on the energy grid. Everyone has to do their part to help step up for just a few more days. Individuals, the state, industries, business, all doing their part to help reduce strain on the grid. Now, here's specifically what you can do. In the early morning hours, particularly tomorrow and the next day or so, pre-cool your home. Run your air conditioning earlier in the day when more power is available. And we encourage you to close your windows and blinds to keep your home cool as well. And today, and tomorrow afternoon after 4 p.m., in particular 4 p.m., please turn your thermostat up to 78 degrees or higher and avoid, to the extent possible, using any really large appliances. Californians, you've rallied before, and we can do it again. Keep it up.
Okay, Jeremy, what are really large appliances?
A refrigerator?
Yeah, I mean, how do you avoid using a refrigerator? Right. You avoid a stove? I guess you don't need a stove. You just put anything out there on the pavement and it will cook right up. But, and no, Governor Newsom, Californians, you step have helped in a big way to keep the lights on so far. Does this speak well to his inspiring leadership? The RNC released a very short video on social media. It puts together the Energy Secretary, Jennifer Granholm, former governor of Michigan, and puts together her recent comments that California is in the lead on energy and can show the rest of the nation just how it's done. Puts that together with news from California. Listen, clip 8.
California is in the lead, can show the rest of the nation how it is done.
Warning just coming in from CAISO, who runs the power grid in the state. They say they expect demand for electricity to outpace supply tomorrow. And they say that means rolling blackouts are likely.
You are asked to set your thermostat to 78 degrees or higher, avoid using major appliances, and turn off all unnecessary lights.
California is in the lead, can show the rest of the nation how it is done.
Okay, California, how it is done. And by the way, think about this. The $100 billion they have invested so far in, well, you know it, the bullet train, the high-speed rail, that will never be finished. I mean, it will never be completed. But given the level of difficulty, and one of the things that I'm afraid that the left is going to use with all this is saying, well, if you want to get rid of 114-degree temperatures, what you need to do is follow some more of these alternate sources of energy and fewer greenhouse gases. This is not the kind of thing, this explosion of heat and consistent heat like this, which, by the way, also greatly increases your chance of brush fires and forest fires of every kind. There are very few good sides to this. And it even leads to, there's a writer in Israel whose name was Sherwin Pomerantz, who wrote a piece asking whether the United States was actually being punished and receiving our own equivalent of the 10 plagues that were visited on Egypt. Do we have some slaves that we have to release, or what exactly does the United States do? There are questions here that are profound and are difficult. And one of them, of course, is how you improve some of those aspects right away with that can make some difference in terms of providing electricity. One of those changes has to be to follow the example of now other countries in Europe and begin to actually take seriously nuclear power. And the fact that they are working to try to protect the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine, we need a lot of those safe nuclear power plants here. John Kerry says we have to treat the climate crisis like a war. Does that mean a draft? Bombing raid? What? We'll get to it on the MedVed Show. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, but above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, one of the aspects of the current heat wave, heat dome, they're calling it, just as they called it a heat dome up here in the Pacific Northwest last year when we had some very, very hot days. Thank God we're more fortunate this summer. But John Kerry continues to talk as if nothing is happening here in terms of a shortage of electricity. This, of course, a real problem in Europe. It's exacerbated by the problems with Russia and Russian supplies of oil and natural gas and fossil fuels in general. But John Kerry, our climate czar, yeah, he's still in that position with his friend Joe Biden. He said this about the perspective on the climate crisis. Listen.
Over the next weeks, as we go to Sharm el-Sheikh, as we come together in New York, we must agree to accelerate the provision of funding, the sharing of technology. The targets that we're setting in our countries have to grow. We've got to treat this like a war. I mean, literally mobilizing every facet of our economy to deal with it. And I'm not an alarmist. I'm not a Cassandra on this. I believe we can deal with it. We can win the battle. But only if we make the choices we need to make now and build our response.
Okay. The most important thing in responding is building a pragmatic consensus and agenda. And again, with so many competing needs and perspectives out there, the idea that in California now, and to be followed by a whole series of other states, the fact that they are going to ban the sale of new gas-powered cars, and what they're talking about doing that by 2030. That means that it's supposed to affect the kind of purchase that you make now. By the way, I wonder if that would work, that after 2030, would you be allowed to buy used cars that still eat gas? And the idea about building the available power stations for all the electric cars that are supposed to be coming on to line and purchased. All of that, it seems to me, happens to ignore what is a much more immediate problem to many people, which is crime. And CNN, right? Not a conservative network by any means, though it's trying apparently to be a little bit more moderate and balanced, but CNN reports on the rise in crime in the first 6 months of this year. Listen, This is clip four.
Aubrey has jumped 19%. But the story in different cities, specifically in different neighborhoods, is all over the map. In Los Angeles, murders hit a 15-year high in the first 6 months of the year. In Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, shootings have spiked to record highs, claiming hundreds of lives. While 100 miles to the north, New York City has seen murders and shootings actually decline year over year. But robberies and assaults are up big time. Now remember, these are not just statistics. They are people's lives.
Okay, and there's also a commentator, John Avlon, who, by the way, once was a speechwriter for Rudy Giuliani when he was mayor of New York. John Avlon talks about far-left Democrats who would prefer to just ignore the public safety crisis.
When the state legislature finally acted on criminal justice this summer, they decided to focus on semantics instead of solutions, officially replacing the term inmate with incarcerated person in state laws. Seriously, that's what they did. Now, sometimes we forget that public safety is a fundamental civil right, and it's often lower-income neighborhoods that suffer the most from high crime, while wealthier neighborhoods stay relatively safe. In fact, black and Hispanic Democrats are more likely than white Democrats to support increased spending on local police. That's according to a Pew survey from late last year. Look, politicizing crime seeks to gain from other people's pain. But trying to ignore crime for ideological reasons is both callous and clueless, and it's sure to promote a political backlash.
Callous and clueless. Who are they ignoring? They're ignoring people like a store owner in Philadelphia who said this to local news. Listen, this is clip 10.
Vincent Emanuel says his 7-Eleven store in South Philadelphia is in real trouble, and the reason is shoplifting.
There's a 911 call goes out of the store almost like every day from the store.
He even gave us videos of recent incidents. In the most recent case, we see a large group of teens come in at once, take items, then walk out. And another one, we see someone putting items right into their bag.
They're coming with bags. They're filling it up and walking right out. Who would need 24 cans of Red Bull?
Not far from his shop, Mohammed Friedis of Mizu Boutique, also in South Philadelphia, says more of the same.
For the past 4 to 3 months, it's been constantly break-ins, attempted break-ins.
He too gave a security video of thieves who recently smashed out his front windows and then ransacked his store for the next 25 minutes. Almost everything was taken.
Merchandise about $47,000 to $50,000 roughly, and store damages over $7,000 to $8,000.
They both feel as if Philadelphia law enforcement has taken a soft stance on the matter.
If this keeps going on,
I think I don't think I'll be open.
And Emanuel points to a policy implemented by District Attorney Larry Krasner back in 2018 to charge shoplifting as summary offenses unless the case exceeds $500 or the suspect has a long history of theft convictions.
They need to take a little bit more tougher stand on this stuff.
Oh, and by the way, it's not just Philadelphia. This has been going on in Los Angeles, which is why they're planning to dump the DA in L.A. with a recall, just as they did within San Francisco. It is a left-wing disease and a blindness, paying no attention to, well, what a New Yorker called into C-SPAN to talk about. Listen. Clip 9.
As a New Yorker, for the most part, pertaining to law and order and issues of the country nationally, I believe the Republicans are better. Why? As a New Yorker that lived in New York from Mayor Koch through Mayor Bloomberg, Democrats, and particularly these days, in all honesty, as a black man telling the truth, Democratic mayors as black, whether they male or female, Democratic police commissioners, there's black, male, or female, Democratic cities, they're run into the ground. The black mayors, the black police commissioners, be they male or female, they don't really put their hammer down on crime. They're real soft on crime, as opposed to the Republicans, who, of course, are hard on crime, and they way more supportive of the police as opposed to the Democrats, more supportive of the victims of police brutality. So in my opinion, nationally, city by city, crime-wise, you might want Republicans as your mayors, as your police commissioners, whether they're white or black, whether they're male or female, because they're more inclined to take crime more seriously and be more inclined to protect and support the victims of crime.
And that, it seems to me, speaks for a lot of people all across the country. And the idea that we're going to let things go, and yes, that includes things like homeless encampments everywhere, public drug use, the country falling apart. The Republican Party can have a total rejuvenation and new burst of energy based on the idea of law and order. And rather than being preoccupied with various political crimes that we accuse them of and they accuse us of, at talking about crime that actually hits people where they live seems particularly important. Considering that 4 years ago in the state of Washington, and we're going to talk about this tomorrow, there was a voter-approved gun law mandating background checks for owners of pistols and semi-automatic rifles. Guess what? State officials haven't even started that, and they have no plans to do so. Why not? We will talk about that. We'll also talk about, with Washington Policy Center, on the teacher strike and how to avoid going through this process every year and all the time. We'll also talk about some new campaign ads across the country, the good, the bad, and the crazy, and what was in Vladimir Putin's mind and culture that led to his great miscalculation. That and more on the Medved Show.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.